AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Turkey and the U.S. have agreed on the outlines of a plan to rout the Islamic State group from a strip of Syrian territory along the Turkish border. But political analyst Bruno Lete says that could lead to increased separatist feelings among Turkey's own Kurdish population.
There is, of course, concern in Ankara that the U.S. coalition, the U.S.-led coalition airstrikes against IS, have effectively enabled the Kurdish fighters to reinforce their endeavor.
Also from Ankara, Turkey's energy minister says an explosion on a natural gas pipeline between Iran and Turkey has caused a large fire and shut down the flow of gas. The Obama administration's effort to sell the Iran nuclear deal to Congress continues, this time in the House. Three cabinet secretaries, including Secretary of State Kerry, will be facing tough questions today from skeptical Democrats and Republicans. The police chief in Santa Cruz, California, says a teenager has been detained in the case of a missing 8-year-old, Madison Middleton. Authorities believe it was her body they found in a dumpster Monday evening.
We have arrested and taken into custody a 15-year-old male that was present on the property this evening at approximately the same time that we've discovered the body.
Boston is out as a potential Olympic host city.
Boston's bid to host the 2024 Olympics is over. The U.S. Olympic Committee has severed ties with the city. The fate of the Olympics coming to Boston was jeopardized Monday morning when Mayor Marty Walsh said he would not sign a host city contract that was key to the city's bid. Such a document would have given assurances that taxpayers would commit to footing the bill. The USOC may now nominate Los Angeles. This is Jack Briggs.
True crime writer Anne Rule has died. She was 83. This is AP Radio News. President Obama will wrap up his Africa trip with a speech to the African Union this morning. R&B singer Bobby Brown says his daughter, Bobby Christina Brown, was an angel, and the family must find a way to honor her memory. She died Sunday in hospice care 6 months after being found face down in her bathtub. The AP's Tim McGuire reports experts are concerned that whatever happened to the 22-year-old may never be known.
Former medical examiners Dr. Michael Bodden and Dr. Henry Lee say solving Bobby Christina Brown's death could hinge on the medical records from when she was rushed to the hospital in January to the lab test of any clothing she may have worn that day, which could turn up residue of drugs or other toxins.
There was a wedding proposal on the finale of ABC's The Bachelorette last night.
Will you marry me?
That's Sean B., who won over Caitlin's heart and got the final rose instead of Nick. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.